Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes and translations of Rabbi Palkovitz here on Chapter 3, Paragraph 3, Gimel. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion says, Shnaim sheyoshvim ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah, if two people sit together and there are no words of Torah between them, hevizeh moshav leitzem, this is like a session of scorners. Shenemar, as it says, moshav leitzem lo yoshav. But in the session of scorners, he does not sit. Aval shnaim sheyoshvim ve'ein divrei Torah shechina b'neihem, two people that sit and there is Torah between them, the divine presence is with them. As it says, Shanemar Uzniz de Baru Yure, Adonai Isha Rehu, Vayakshiv Adonai Vishma, Vikasev Sever Zikron Lafanav, Layare, Adonai Lachosh Vishma. So the Pasuk says, then those who fear Hashem spoke to one another, and Hashem listened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear Hashem and give thought to his name. Meaning, if you're sitting with a friend, you're sitting with a person, obviously if you're sitting as a charusa learning and studying, then this is a no point. But if you're sitting with a friend, you go out to lunch, you go out to eat, you go out to meet or catch up, try to talk some Torah, try to talk some learning, try to talk something that you could relate back to, something related to Judaism. Don't make it be just a total waste of time and just a total materialistic catching up and just talking, but bring the Torah between you. Bring the talk of Torah between you. Even before we had kids, when we were sitting at the Shabbos table, we still tried to learn Torah, learn about the Parsha, talk Torah, even when there were no kids yet. Because when two people sit, a husband and a wife, or friends, or anyone sitting, you got to talk Torah. You have to make sure that there's Torah that is a part of your life, and then it'll be ingrained in your life, and will stay with you future when the kids do come upon, God willing. Everybody should be zochel at the right time, and God willing, as you go about your life in general. But the Mishnah doesn't stop there. We know that's about two. Minayin shafilu echad sheyoshev ve'osek b'torah shekadosh baruch hu koveh lo sachar. How do we know that if even one person sits and occupies himself with Torah, shekadosh baruch hu koveh lo sachar, then Hashem determines a reward for him, gives him a reward, gives him the payback of what he did. Shnemar, as it says, Yeshev badad v'yidam ki natal alav. Let one sit in solitude and be still, for he will have received a reward for it. When a person sits, and he could do anything with his day, but besides for wasting time away or being involved in his crafts or his hobbies or activities, a person sits and learns a little parsha, learns a little daf, learns a little pikkei avos, learns some navi, learns some chumash, learns something, that person will have the ample reward, and it doesn't have to be 100 hours a day. We don't even have 100 hours in a day, but we have what we could do to be kovei itim, as after we know, after 120 years, Hashem will say, kavata itim latorah, did you set aside time to Torah? Didn't say, did you set aside 80 hours to Torah? Did you set aside some time? Even reading the daily emails that I talk about a lot from the OU, where they give you the mitzvah yomi, halacha yomi, they give you daf, they give you the parsha yomi, and then they have mishnah yomis, and they have really, really cool stuff. And there's Nachyomi. There's really cool stuff to be involved with that you could read and be setting aside, even by yourself reading, learning different things, different articles or whatnot. You be involved with Torah as much as you can in your own days. So if two sit together, Sforno points out, even though no words of scorn are exchanged, still their interchange is entirely devoid of Torah. It's considered a session of scorners, for its nature is empty and meaningless. He brings a proof to this thesis from the verse in Psalms, where it is written, the praises of man are that he walked not in the counsel of the wicked and stood not in the path of the sinful, sat not in the session of scorners, but his desire is in the Torah of Hashem. That is to say that every session is considered a session of scorners unless words of God's Torah are spoken. If two sit, the divine presence is with them. But if two sit together and words of Torah are between them, even though the main topic of their conversation is not Torah, nonetheless the divine presence is between them. Through this instruction regarding the extremes resulting from these disparate behaviors, the Tana teaches us the importance and worth of such behavior in order to inspire the masses also to follow the right way. Even if one person, the Tana says, even if one person sits and occupies himself with Torah, for one person cannot converse in Torah. Rather, he must study it, occupy himself with it. Still, he is rewarded. The Tana proves this from that which is written in the verse previous to the one quoted in the Mishnah, Tov la gever ki yisa'ol. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke, and that comes from Koheles. And that comes from Eich, Lamentations. The notes point out, the session, the Sforno asserts that a session cannot be neutral if in its course words of Torah If in its course words of Torah are not discussed, it automatically becomes a session of scorners. Conversely, even if the purpose of the session is secular, words of Torah transform its character, remove it from the label of late Sunday scorn. The proof brought by the Tana from the Lamentations 3:28 is unclear unless, as the Sforno points out, one reads it in context with the previous verse, 3:27. Only then does it become understandable. It teaches that if a person assumes the yoke of Torah makes it the guiding force in his life, then even though he studies alone, he will be rewarded. The idea being, if you're sitting with a friend, you're sitting with your spouse, you're sitting with someone else, talk Torah, engage in Torah, be involved in Torah, interact with Torah, make sure that Torah is a part of your life. And even if you yourself are on the way, going to work, coming back from work, at home, you have some free time, whatever free time means, make sure you do a little Torah, learn a little parsha, learn a little daf, look at a little bit of halacha. What can you do to be involved with learning about Torah, studying about Torah, because kihim chayinev orachimin, it is literally the length and the breadth of our days. So we need to make sure that we are part of it without anything else as the mainstay, as Torah should be the mainstay in all of our days. Join us next time as we talk about people eating at a table and talking Torah here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.